Okay, today's daf is Yivamis daf Kufchaf, and as we head towards the last couple of days here of Yivamis, and we will talk today about the concept of Goses. We know the Mishnah tells us at daf Kufchaf from an Aleph that one has to be very sure and cannot testify about Eidus Isha unless the person is dead. Ein me'idin ela ad sh'teitzei nafsho. A person is not allowed to be meyid unless the person's life has already left, unless the person's dead. Afilu re'u maguyad v'tzalov, even if somebody sees somebody with a mortal wound or hanging, v'achaya ocheles bo, an animal eating him, right? Graphic situations, but still, it is not good enough, because when it comes to eishus ish, one has to actually see the person dead, right? Even if the mortal issues. If you look in the Gemara on the Amud Beis, I think we actually quotes a machlokas tanam about this, because the Gemara first says even if maguyad lameimer de maguyad chai, is that to tell me that a maguyad, somebody who has a mortal wound, is going to live for a mini? But then we learn in the Mishnah Nalas Adam eino matame echatesi nafshu afilu maguyad afilu goses, right? Even a person is not matame until they actually died. Timuye lo metamu hamich yelo chayes, or medayik, that a person is not metame tumas ohel and tumas meis unless they are if they are in this state, but mashma hamich yelo chayes, but they're not going to live. The Gemara answers really it's a machlokas tanoim. Rav Shimon Elazar and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say meidin al maguyed ve'in meidin al atzalav. Rav Shimon Elazar omer afa maguyed meidin v'rish yachal achavos v'luchios. So maybe it's a machlokas tanoim, and the Gemara goes into the different days about that. But let's talk a little bit about a couple of the areas of halacha regarding a goses. A goses is considered alive for all intents and purposes, although he is omeid lamus, right? The language of the Gemara in Gittin daf chav ches, rov goses in lamisa. But he is considered alive for all intended purposes. This is the first brisa in the beginning of Meseches Smachos. Meseches Smachos is all about Inyani Avelus, also called Avel Rabasi, but in Perek Aleph, Perek Rishon, brisa Aleph, Hagoses Harayu Kachay L'Chaldover, La'olam, Zokek Liyibum, and right, if a Goses' brother dies, so then the Goses is Zokik Liyibim, Yabdu Yibim, Upoter Min HaYibim, and if there is a child who is a Goses at the time of death, so then there is no Chiyuv of Yibim for his uncle, or for his mother, Umachil Betruma, Uposel Betruma, Venocha Lomanchil, V'chulu, it's Halacha, Ein Kosher Nislachayev, you're not allowed to touch the Goses, because that could cause death. And he's about to die, but he's not called dead yet. Ein kosher l'chayiv, ein poken es mekavav. Vein knows he don't close up his orifices. Vein knows the kli shel mateches. V'davar shehu miyakir al tiburo. Mekar ad shah shayamos. You don't put something cold to keep the body cold, so it doesn't putrefy until after he dies. Ad shah shayamos. Shneamar ad asher yirateik chevel. Hakasef im mezizin oso ve matilin oso al gabei achol v'lo al hamelach ad shah shayamos. Again, not to touch him. And ma'amsin is ene hagoses, ein ma'amsin is ene hagoses, you don't touch the eyes of the goses, you don't close his eyes. Hanogeabo umezizo, hariza shofech damim. And if somebody does touch the goses, then he's kilu killing him, because any moment of life is infinitely valuable. And if somebody causes a shortening of life, even if they might not be put to death by Bezdin, but in a certain sense, it's considered a murderer. Shahiri meir omer, mashal aner shu metaftef. It's a mashal to a candle that is flickering. Kibet shenaga bo adam mechabehu. Once a person a little bit touches the candle that's flickering, then it goes out. Kach kol ma'ametz es eini agosis ma'alin alav ki'ilu hunoto l'nishmaso. So too in this case. That is the halacha. And then the brisa start going into what is the halacha of somebody who is about to die in terms of visiting, in terms of then the moment of death, and what about Hilchas Avelus. And that's this brisa is quoted in the Rambam in Hilchas Avel and in Shulchan Aruch. Good. So let's talk about three or four points. Number one, Cheskas Chayim, assuming that he is alive. So when he is in front of us, we assume that he is alive. But we are allowed to assume in certain areas of halacha that a goses has died. Says the Rush in Moed Katan, Paragimel, O Simin Sadi Zayim, the Rush in third parak of Moed Katan, Eilam Magalchin, all about Avelus. There are 100 simanim in the Rush in Eilam Magalchin. So 97, Sadi Zayim, the Rush quotes this brisa, and at the beginning of A story that a woman was 4 days away from her husband by walking. And they told her, we left her husband a goses 4 days ago. And Rabbeinu Meir, the Maharami Rutenberg, seems like says told her to do avelus. Because it says in Gittin Chavches, somebody says a get from Medina Sayyam, and left them old or sick, notin la bacheskas shukayim. So you assume he's still alive. But the Gemara says, but if you left him as a goses, then he cannot give the get. Drove goes to Lamisa. If you amrina dimam mayas, father amrina perakshuas aedis, gon shaisa kachnia, krovim and a chosein, bachulu. Even though there's a Gemara that says Rove goes to Sin Lamisa Kamash Malan, that Kamash Malan is not saying that we don't say Rove goes to Lamisa, but there's an application there that we wouldn't say. But we do hold that Rove goes to Sin Lamisa, and therefore in this case, Rabbeinu Meir said that she should already sit Avelos. The Afshal Shlomo says, based on that Rabbeinu Meir, it must be that it's Vadai Meis, not just Suffolk, right? Because Suffolk Avelos Lahakel. And therefore, we must assume Vadai Meis in that case. And maybe that would be a nafkamina for Edus Isha when we need Edus Bivados. What about Chilul Shabbos? So Tosfos says in Maseches Nida, right? And Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, that of course we're Mechal Shabbos for a Goses. I might die soon, might die even before next Shabbos. It doesn't matter, right? The Gemara says, right, the Gemara in Maseches Yuma, towards the end in the Peis, Pehei or so, that has all of the different Mekoros for Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, so we paskin, even though the last one is V'chai Bahem V'lo Sheyomus Bahem, but we also, the poskim talk about, we also paskin like the earlier makar of Chalal Shabbos Achas, G'di Sheyishmar Shabbos Asarbe, where makar like both of them to always save a life wherever the Svarah comes up. So a goses, you might say, the Svarah of Chalal Shabbos Achas doesn't apply, because what if they, Adera Chateba, they're not going to last until next Shabbos, G'di Sheyishmar Shabbos Asarbe, but the first, the other makar of V'chai Bahem does apply. V'chai Bahem V'lo Sheyomus Bahem is every moment, and therefore, we would be Mechal Shabbos. That's what Tosfos says here in Nida, Mem Dal and Amabez, the Tosfos that goes over to Amabez. V'yishlomar to become Makom Yishim Pikuach Nefesh, V'chal and Alav as HaShabbos, Avagav Demut Lahargo, meaning it's not, there's no Chiyamisa, Da Gosis B'dei Adam HaHargo Patur, Kedamar Perak and Esrafim, Derov Gosis and Lemisa, U'mechal and as HaShabbos, Alav, Kedamar Perak Vasa Diyoma, Dei Malchim Pikuach Nefesh, Achar Harov. So we are Mechal Shabbos in that case, and that's what we paskin. If you look in the Bir Halacha in Shin Chavtes, and if you look in the Birka Yosef and others, all the posts can quote this. I'll just read you one. If you look in the Shuvas Vahanagos from Rav Sternbach in Chela Gimel Simin Shin Nun Aleph, Goseis Bizman Hazeh. Goseis Aslan Goa, Botakivichu Adayan Kechailach Advarav, Chonayebo Shofik Damim, Shememar Misaso. What about a Kohen? That's what we saw about the past two Shiurim. A Kohen is also to be going to a house of a Goses, even though the Goses is considered like a Chai L'Chodvar. We spoke about why that is. And then he says maybe Kohanim should be careful, even though certain hospitals in Eretz Yisrael have signs about when there's a mace. But Mistama, there's a lot of Goses in, even if that sign is not up. And Matzav Gesisa Lifamim Nimshak Kama Yamim. And sometimes it lasts for a couple of days. And therefore, Kohanim generally should not go into hospitals, says Rav Sternbach. Together, Goses Lonis Bar Behedya. It's not Beferish. How do you define a goses? If the breathing gets heavier, and the blood count is going down, the blood pressure. That's what's common. There are other simanim that the doctors have. They don't assume b'derech hateva is going to come out of it. Sometimes doctors are involved, but not for the good of the patient, but just to see what's going on with the illness. And if it's a goses, you should just leave them in that case. And then he says, where he says, beferish. Right, where Mechal Shabbos, even if there's they're not going to get their senses back. So But still, we are Mechal Shabbos, Chayisha, the Yisrael Chashiv Tuva, Veritzono Yisbarach, Bechayav. Al Kain Alena Lefol, Kain Lahatzilo, Mimatzav Gesisa, Afila Chal Shabbos. Avshalo Yishmar Shabbos is Harbe, even if they're not going to make it. Aval Kishehitchila Etzlo Pulas Hamisa, Zegara Migoses. Right, that's when the process of death has started. That's even worse than a goose goses, and one has to know in that situation what exactly is we're up to. And again, that's a very tricky discussion. So that's for the great Gedolei HaPoskim to teach us how to determine. Umiyola Olam, he says, Ein lehisyayish meyacholav, afilu rofei echon misyayish, yechapsu acher, always look for another doctor, vishlachshosh harbe bazeh, ki lefamim, sometimes a doctor just thinks there's less of a chance, but you have to know that you're getting the best care, he talks about from Rachmei Shemayim. So if there's a Chal Shabbos, we are Mechal Shabbos for a Gosis. Kinyanim and Gerishim. This is a fascinating discussion. What the halacha is in this case. There is a major machlokas rishonim, whether a goses, you know, one would think a goses is gechai v'chol dvarav, as we just said, and therefore he's considered a chai for all halachas. But there's a Rashi in Kedushin Davayin Ches, and Dea in Tosfos there, and it's also Rabbeinu Yoel in the Russian Kiddushin, Dalet Tezayin, and in the Rashba there, in Kiddushin, Adafayin Ches, that a goses cannot be makne umagarish. He is a, that's what Rashi says here on Daf Ayin Ches, my base in Kiddushin. I'll read it to you from Tosfos. Pierce Bakuntris, the lav de hemne kara the lo nachem nachasim shav lo kshu goses. Right, the context of the Gemara comes up with a kibta about nachasim that he will get when he is a goses. The afilu Rabbi Meir, damar adam makra davar shloba la olam mode. If somebody says, the nechasim that I get when I'm a goses should be given to you, that's meaningless. That's the language of Rashi. Because when he gets it, he's a la bar matana. The kesavar matana de goses lo mahanya. That's the language of Tosfos again, and he quotes Rashi. Mashma mitoch pirusha the nesina de goses eno klum ukmochein yish medaktakim de goses sharamas lichtov gel ishto ein kosvin. Some say if a goses is merames to write to get to his wife, you wouldn't write it. De goses ein mas of klum. Right, we don't trust. And he says, Kasha, what about the Maseches Matos that we started off with? Goses haruka chayla chal dvarav. Right, nidro neder, hektesho hektish, miyohi yesh litchos, tahasam hainu dafka be neder be hektish, dami yorosel gavok, yorosel hedyor. Maybe neder and hektish is different because you don't require a maisa. Ava ba'amalo, v'mikomakom kasha. Right, in Maseches Gittin, it sounds like even if shachal lo shnayim, or rosh shnayim, the pasha says that's a goses. Ve'elecha goses godom yizesh, bevada yamus. Right, and there, and if you find you bring a get from Medina Sayam, right, that if you left him, Vecheska Shugosis, Lo Yinu, because your Choshish, that he died. Mashma, if you knew that Bafada, he didn't die, Iyadina Bafada Shadainu Gosis, Nosna Vecheska Shukayim, Vaviget Alma the Gosis called Rav Kayamin. So therefore, Tosfos argues, Tosfos nearly divided Gosis Rav Kayamin. Vacha Gavi Matana, here it's different. The Mistama Gosis Enu Yachola Daber. Avalam Hayim Daber, Pshita the Rav Kayamin. Right, and therefore, Tosfos says, I don't know what Rashi is talking about. But again, this is a day in the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Yoel, again, in the Rush, discusses this. And they say, what about sources which seem to say that a Gosis can do certain activities? Maybe that's only by Dvarim de Memela, not where he has to accomplish something. Again, big discussion. What about if he was appointed a Shliach before he became a Gosis? Many say that it still wouldn't work. He's Hufka Mitaras Chai. The Ksos assumes in Kuf Pei Ches Beis that it would work. But again, many other Rishonim, the Rashbam, in Bava Basra, Kuf Chav Zayin, again, Tosfos, the Re says, of course, he can, a Gosis can be Maknu Magarish, which is the Pashtus of most Gemaras. The Achronim wonder, the Rabbal Chanan in a few places in Kovetz Ha'aretz, wonder on the first group. They are B'nai Das. What exactly is the problem of a Goses being Makne or Megarish? So Rav Asher Weiss discusses this in Bava Basra, in Simen Nun Aleph. So number one, maybe it's just a Chisar and Das. We never trust that they're fully there, that they're fully cognizant of their actions. It's it's just a low plug kind of a discussion. The Maharit in Kiddushin has fascinating formulations where he says a Gosis is somewhere in the middle. Beautiful Lashonos. He's somewhere in the middle of life. He is not fully Chai, but he's also not fully Mace. Right? Kind of like a baby before 30 days. He's a trefa regarding certain halachas, but he's chai regarding other halachas. So to make real ma'isa kinyanim, you need to be fully chai. But to be alive, to get something memela, as long as he's a person is not mace, then it would work. Rav Moshe also has this idea in Igros Moshe Choshe Mishpat Aleph Samach Aleph. Rav Shachter has this in Bikvei Atzon on page Reish Mem Vav, that if you see Gesis is in the process of dying, so then maybe somewhere in the middle. Rav Asher Weiss there in Siman Nun Aleph discusses, well, gives you a mashal. He says like a katan could be very, very smart. But Chazal gave a blanket definition of a la bardas. And therefore, based on the reality, in most cases, we have to go by that rule. So to hear, most often, very often, a ghost haze is not sound of mind, and not in a state where they could do kinyanim. So Chazal gave a ghost haze that status of a la bar das. But okay, hard to say that nechshavim kemes ksas. And it's also hard because very often, as the Gemara says, we're worried about the tirf hadas of this person. If they know that they can't do kinyanim or gerushin at that moment, maybe they'll give him more tirf hadas. And even if they are a la bar das, it would lead to worsening. Rav Asher Weiss also says there that kinyanim require a reflection of bilus to be able to be Baal in order to make a kinyan. He says this by the sugyas of Yeish. Right? Bilus requires some expression or manifestation. And maybe because Gesisa Agosis cannot do anything, he can't demonstrate his bilus in any way, so maybe that's why he loses bilus for some nafkaminas, and therefore he wouldn't be able to be Kono Umakne. Okay, there's a lumdus for that group of Rishonim, but again, many other Rishonim say he can't be Makne, he can't be Megarish, which is the Pashas of the Gemara. The Radvaz has a tshuva, much discussed by the Achronim, the Gilyoni Ashas quotes this Radvaz, but maybe there's a chilek between Kinyan and Gerushin. Maybe Kinyanim require a high level Hakna, and that Agosis can't do, but a lot of the sources that are seen the other way, that's Gerushin. Right, Maguid, maybe Gerushin would require less. Right, just a more of a, he's lashon as a see look from the get once he wants to give it, and then she would be kona it. So maybe that's why a lot of the gemaras that talk about a lower level of das required, so to speak, and a ghost would be allowed to be by gerushin. So maybe gerushin is less, which we get into the sugyas of gerushin. How much is it a hakna? How much is it a nesina? Very famous ksos, where the ksos talks about it's a nesina, and that's why kasval isuri hana, it works, and that's why bal karcha works, right? Those are the two nafkaminas of the ksos, that you give a get bal karcha, because it's not a hakna. Kenyan requires ratzon, but it's a nesina, v'nasan v'yada. So is that higher, is that lower, is that just different than a kenyan? But this Radvaz says that it's easier, and therefore a gosis would be able to do the Gerishim, but wouldn't be able to do the Kenyan. So we spoke about Cheskas Chaim in terms of assumptions by Avelos. We spoke about Chilul Shabbos. We spoke about Kenyan of a Gerishim. One more discussion. What about Tumah? And this is about where we started off with on our daf also. The Mishnah Nalas, as the Argamar quoted, that a Gosis is not Metame. Not Metame, though the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, as we discussed the past couple of days, that a Gosis, a Kohen is not supposed to go into a house, a Ho'el, with a Gosis. Not either because of siyag, and we said, well, if you're a relative, maybe there's no siyag there because it's going to be mutter for you, and there's not going to be a problem. So maybe it's just an issue of hiskarbus lames, as we mentioned. There is a line of the Rush. The Gemara Nazir Daf Mem Gimel says a kohen shouldn't touch a goses because the Mefarish says sofo lios chalal, or the Rush seems to say, you know, considered a chalal, that the destiny already impacts the halachic status presently. Okay, but either way, there is a fascinating Dvar Machshava and Halacha that we'll end with based on this discussion of Tumah. At the beginning of Maseches Machos, we started off reading Maseches Machos. At the beginning of Maseches Machos, right before Brisa Aleph, there's a Brisa quoted there. Where did this come from? What's it doing here? That's the question. The Brisa says, Vahiba Chazi Alayla, Vashem Yikal Kabachar Beres Mizrayim, Hashem smote all the firstborns, Makas Bacharos, Fixiv Kili Kabachar Biyamakosi as Kabachar. So the question is, it says, Vahiba Chazi Alayla, and then it says, Biyomakosi Kabachar. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Ava Bishiko Sam Makas Mavis Mechazi Alayla, even though Hashem smote them a smote of death at Chatzos, Haisa Nafsha Mifar Peres Poem Araboker. They didn't die until the morning. They didn't die until the morning. Mashal Hedyon Omer Nasata Pasla Naro Diasimo. Right, if you give a child a candy, you let the mother know. Sava Gadosh Baruch Hu Omer Odia Labanai Hamisa Hamishatekos Osam Shesoneim Heich Meisimah. So I'm going to let the Jews know, and therefore they didn't die until the morning. That's this Bryce in the beginning of Maseches Machos. The Nachas Yaakov on the bottom asks, so what is this doing here? What does that do with Avel Rabasi? Yish lo daktik l'may hevi at drasha l'ascholas mesechazu kivin she'im baze hadrush nafkusel in yindina. So he says, I'll tell you the following. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lametes says that a certain min asked Rabbi Avohu, your God is a kohen alokechem kohenu. It says v'yikhu li truma. So if he's a God, how can he bury when he buried Moshe Rabbeinu b'may taval? Right, he buried Moshe Rabbeinu, became tamei, so he had to become tar. So how could he go to the mikvah? Right, that's the Gemara's question. And if you want to say he was over with water, does the pasuk say mimada b'shalomayim? So Amar Lei, Rabbi Yavo answered, this min binura, he was tovel himself in fire. Kine Hashem ba'esh Yavo. I am Isaka Tvilusa, is that good enough? So Gemara says, yeah, Adarabba, Iker Tvilusa binura hu dechsev kosher Yavo ba'esh tavir b'mayim. Right, kashering is even better with fire. Okay, that's the Gemara. Tosfos there in Sanhedrin, Alamates, why didn't the min ask him, how was he matami himself in the future, in the first place? He says, when he buried Moshe Rabbeinu, how did he bury Moshe Rabbeinu? He's a Kohen. The Tosfos answers, Yisrael Nikru Banim Lamakom. Yisrael is Banim Lamakom, and therefore, he was allowed. So now, ask the Nachlas Yaakov, that's what's going on here in the Brisa. What's the Brisa bothered by implicitly? Makas Becharos. How could Hashem do Makas Becharos if, they're not Bun, the Mitzrayim are not Banim Lamakom. So that was Imatami himself. So that's what the Brisa answers, that they didn't die until the morning. And that leads right into Agoses Hari Gachai L'chol Dvarav. Wasn't considered dead yet. And they weren't Mitame yet. And therefore, that's why this Brisa is a whole perfect lead-in to the first line of Meseches Smachos. That's the Nachlas Yaakov on the bottom of Meseches Smachos. Fascinating, but that has to do with Tumah as well. Okay, we should all have Bezoros Tovos.